Leader!
Order, order. Parliament returned from a week's adjournment to resume the bickering between Labour and National over the state of the economy. First, though, this announcement from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
I've been advised by the Labour Party that its parliamentary membership has changed and that the Honourable Chris Carter is no longer a member of the Labour Party for parliamentary purposes.
The Speaker said Chris Carter would now be regarded as an independent.
Allocations of speaking slots and oral questions have been adjusted. Allocations of funding to the Labour Party and to the Honourable Chris Carter have also been adjusted.
Then, reports of a change in the Cabinet lay behind this question for the Prime Minister from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
Did he have confidence in the Honourable Heather Roy at the time questions were lodged this morning?
Ex-Heather Roy holds three portfolios, including Consumer Affairs outside Cabinet. Mr Mallard's question was answered for the Prime Minister by his deputy.
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, the Prime Minister has confidence in any minister. If he didn't, they wouldn't have been a minister.
Trevor Mallard had similar success with his next question.
Was the Prime Minister prepared to appoint to his ministry any person that Rodney Hyde nominated to him?
The Honourable Bill English.
I'd remind the member that it is the Prime Minister's prerogative as to who is in his executive.
After giving nothing away there, Mr English got into trouble for saying too much in a confrontation with opposition leader Phil Goff.
Is it reflective of his aggressive recovery that the Mount Roskill New World supermarket, which opened today, when they advertised 150 jobs over the last couple of weeks, they got 2,700 applicants for 150 low-paid jobs.
Mr English blamed the recession.
A recession caused by two things, the global financial crisis and the mismanagement of the previous government.
Mr English then got a rap over the knuckles from the Speaker.
Order. Now I'm trying to deal with a minister that I believe has not adequately answered a question. I expect to hear a better answer.
But he was to be disappointed.
When I get to my feet, the minister will resume his seat immediately. Immediately. It seems the minister doesn't have that information. Supplementary question, Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
But Mr English had too much information when answering a question from his own chief whip.
It's just totally unacceptable, the discourtesy to this place being shown. This is question time. When the minister was asked a following question by his own member, just go on and on and on, again, is not reasonable treatment of this House.
Finally, Darren Hughes moved to dodge the ballot by introducing his members' bill to lower the blood alcohol level for drivers to 0.06.
Sir, I seek leave for the Land Transport Safer Alcohol Limits when Driving Amendment Bill to be introduced and set down as a member's order of the day.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection.
Now, back to question time for this report from Rhys Lyon.
Changes to the way the ACC deals with victims of serious abuse were the subject of questions for ACC Minister Nick Smith from Labour's Deputy Leader Annette King.
Does he now accept that he was warned by clinicians, survivors, the National Council for Women, and by 3,976 people who signed a petition last October which said, quote, by doing nothing and allowing these changes to occur unhindered, you are choosing to make recovery from horrific abuse harder for some of the most vulnerable members of this society.
But Dr. Smith pointed to advice he had received from the College of GPs.
All the clinical evidence suggests that the new approach ACC is adopting will be in the best interests of the patient. Now, given that sort of advice of being cautious of getting involved in a clinical debate where that is not where I'm well qualified, but in response to the concern of colleagues like Chester Burrows, like Jackie Blue, like Nikki Kay, have set up an independent clinical panel and will be ensuring that the advice of that panel is taken by ACC, ensuring we provide proper care for those people that are sexually abused.
Mrs King then put this question to Dr Smith.
When he said in the Nelson Evening Mail last week, quote, some days I'm in politics and I think, what the hell am I doing, end quote, will he now accept that the victims of his bungled policy are asking the same question?
But Dr Smith failed to see the relevance of the question.
It's a pity the member chooses to selectively quote. The comment was made in reference to visiting an oil rig in Tasman Bay, of which I'm not sure is particularly relevant to the issue of sensitive claims. A clinical issue in which neither I as Minister, or for that the matter the Board, has made substantive decisions.
ACC Minister Nick Smith.
A report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Furin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.